He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Pasquantino, I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Davante Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our Vin FL insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah, it's that time of the week where we check in with our Vin FL insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Hold on. I'd like to make it clear. I never said that about the Davante Adams trade.
That was editorializing that by our boss.
Yeah, you can blame Speck.
Was that Steven Spector?
That's right.
Yeah, you did that? Yeah. Hey, Steven, keep my name out of your mouth. Okay, all right, I'm ready.
Yeah, well, look, while we're making complaints and addressing issues, can we address your TV setup? We saw the photo, Vinny, from the weekend. What's the story there? One, it looked like the TV was crooked. There's also, like, no furniture.
Yeah, okay, so first off, I'm a simple man, but I like sports. So the TV's being crooked, I can explain. One, the people who framed my TVs did a fantastic job. Two, to the left of the screen, which you can't see, I have my gaming monitor where I play video games. And while I play video games, the two TVs on the left can move and they face me. So I rotate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I put them back, I don't even them up because I don't care. Because I don't have that kind of OCD.
Yeah.
That apparently all my Twitter followers have. So, yeah, no, regardless, I'm happy, and it's my house, so I don't care.
Do you have a coffee table there? Feels like you could use, like, a table there.
No, there's a couch, there's a chair where I play video games at my desk, and then there's the TVs. I know I need to put an entertainment center, and I probably should get a rug, but I don't care.
Where do you put if you're drinking something, where do you set your drink?
I just put it on the floor. I invest my money where I want to put it, and coffee table is low on the list when it comes to TVs or video games or something for me. So
okay, that's fair. That's, you know what? This is why we have you on. We like to get to the really deep stuff.
Uh-huh. That's right.
What's the video
Ask
game?
Me about my tweet. Ask me about my tweet. I know you want to, Cody. Ask me about
my tweet. Yeah, we'll get to him in a second. Don't worry. We will get to him. What's the video game you're playing then? You said you got the monitor set up.
Well, I started playing college football again last night, but mostly Call of Duty came out last week, so I've been playing Call of Duty. I rip Fortnite with my friends almost every night. I play Madden, a lot of Madden. I went 19-1, 18-1 with the Jets. I lost in the Super Bowl to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was heartbreaking. A lot of my video games are actually spent playing Madden with the Jets because they can win a game there.
Wait, which tweet? Now I think I missed Vinny.
The Lock and Four.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do want to ask you about that. Look, I want to actually congratulate you. Lock and Four was already an enemy of the people in these parts, and now you've handled it. I don't know why people call for the injuries of players. We ran into this with Mike Florio once in this town.
Well, so I need to make it clear, I did not know about all this history, and I still don't. No, and I didn't know when I tweeted what the guy does. I just know he has like 300 some thousand followers on Twitter, and I remember specifically him saying to run fastballs or whatever it is up in on the DH's hand. And the funniest part about the tweet is the thing I was most upset about is that he referred to me as the DH, and then he referred to me as the Pasquatch in that tweet. So it was more so I took it as disrespect of, a few weeks ago I was just the DH, huh? And now I'm the Pasquatch. So then I was like, you know what, Jason? Weren't you the guy that wanted to hit me? I got no problem pitching in. No problem at all. You want to pitch in? I get it. That's part of a scouting report. It's not actually a part of my scouting report for the most part, but it is a part of a scouting report. And I get it. I was totally prepared. I don't know if you guys noticed in the playoffs, I think I hit more foul balls than I've ever hit in my life. Because I was ready for people to pitch in. So I got no problem with people pitching in, but don't refer to me as the DH when you know who I am. I just don't like that.
He needs to look up his own scouting report. You played a lot of games at first base this year.
Well, but at least in the playoffs, I was the DH. So I got no problem with that. I don't act like you don't know who I am, and then you know me so well that you call me by a nickname. I don't like that.
Yeah, I can tell you that.
I would like to say I have no personal problem with the guy because I don't know him. So I don't have a problem with him because I don't know him. It's hard to have a problem with somebody you don't know.
Fair enough. There's definitely people in Kansas City that can't stand the guy. I'll tell you that, though, long before this, going back to 14 and 15. So I think people right away enjoyed your tweet as we're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. Did you catch any of the Chiefs game on Sunday? Obviously, they're 7-0, and they were out at Arrowhead West in Vegas over the weekend.
Yeah, there was a nice little win. I didn't catch all of it, but it was on TV when I had the red zone on, so it would come up. Another nice win, 7-0. Hard to complain. Is it the weirdest 7-0 you've ever seen?
I mean, for all of them to be essentially single point games, single score games. It kind of feels like that way, Vinny. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you find ways to win games. That's your job. So it's. I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird, but it's great because it probably makes you better come playoff time is when you're playing in all these close games. So just another week of Chiefs excellence. Who do they play this weekend?
They have the Tampa Bay Bucks on Monday Night Football.
Is the game in Kansas City or in Tampa?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Feels like 8-0 is on the way. hard to predict for a team to lose when they've never lost this season.
You mentioned you were watching Red Zone, so obviously they were keying in on that Bears-Commanders game throughout. I don't know if you sent a text to your teammate Michael Massey or not. I feel like that was a text-worthy game to send a condolence after a Hail Mary got him.
So I texted him when the Bears scored the touchdown, him in a group chat with another Chicago friend, and I said, "Fellas, it looks good." And then, that happened, and Massey responded immediately and said, "This is why I did not respond right away. I've seen enough Bears football to know that something wrong was about to happen."
Oh, man. You sent the text and everything. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I did. I felt good about it. I didn't know that. It was just a tough sequence of events for the Chicago Bears there.
This feels like you guys can commiserate a little bit because it feels like the Jets and the Bears have been stuck in kind of like quarterback purgatory for so long. They don't know like which way to go.
Yeah. The Jets are just no good right now. They've actually been no good for 13 years. It's tough. It's really tough. I think I saw something. It was somebody my age said that the last time the Jets were good, I was in eighth grade. That was a long time ago. I'm getting up there in age, so did you see the stat? Did you see the stat that 750 games, if you gave up less than 250 yards, you score more than 20 points, you don't commit a turnover in the NFL? You're 756-0. Now in the NFL, you're 756-1.
Like, I don't know what it is, Vinny, but like when franchises have really lost their way, they will lose in ways you're like, I didn't even think this was possible.
Well, okay, like we were just talking about with the Chiefs, right? They find ways to win. The Jets are the opposite. They're going along, doing fine, and then they just find a way to lose. And it's not the most fun I've ever had as a fan, but I keep the faith. And guess what, fellas? Thursday night, Jets football in primetime again against the Houston Texans.
Now, that's in the Meadowlands, right? Are you going out to a game? Have you been there this year yet?
I have not been there this year. I was planning on going for the Sunday night game against the Colts in a few weeks. I don't think that'll be a Sunday night game anymore, and I don't know if I'll be going. But I will be on a trip this weekend, so I will not be in New York.
When you look at what the Chiefs are doing, we asked ourselves the same question, so I'll ask you, our NFL insider, what chance do you give the Chiefs to go undefeated? You know, 10%, 5%, you know, what chance do you give them to actually go undefeated?
To go undefeated, I mean, it's never been done before and win the Super Bowl, right? So it's funny, a team that has been so clear that they want a three-peat as bad as they do, you would imagine that the cherry on top would be to not lose a game.
yeah, that would add to it.
I don't know. I'd probably say less than 5%, but it's not zero. It's just hard to win every single game. I mean, you'd think something would go wrong. I'm not saying something will go wrong, but you would think at some point, you know, there will be a fumble or an interception or, you know, just something that doesn't bounce your way because the game is hard enough that you need some things to go your way, and they've earned it. Like, I'm not saying by any stretch it's lucky because it's not lucky. It's just hard to predict an undefeated season, even if things look pretty good for it.
Yeah, I think we believe that if they were to go to Buffalo and beat the Bills in a couple weeks, that's when maybe the conversation starts to become real for a lot of people at that point, because what, they'd be 10-0, I think, after that game, and at that point, the Texans and Steelers would really be the toughest remaining games on their schedule.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that's like weird about teams potentially going undefeated is it feels like it's always like the game you don't think about that gets you. Like they play the Raiders again, right? Like it's just division games are just weird. They're just weird all the time. Like it would be the division that would probably scare me the most, even if the teams aren't very good, just because it's like it feels like it means a little bit more for those other teams.
Vinny, I want you to know the people in the text line are offering to chip in to get you a coffee table if you really want one.
Take that money and donate it to Wayside Waifs. I can get my own coffee table, but go help out those animals at that shelter.
Before we let you go, I did want to ask you, we mostly stick to football, but Salvador Perez winning the Roberto Clemente Award last night, how happy were you for Salvi to get the award?
Awesome. Couldn't have happened to a better guy, better teammate, better pillar of the organization, and better, almost face of the city. He's just great. And, I mean, the road he's had to the big leagues and being in Kansas City for as long as he has and winning a World Series, being the World Series MVP. I mean, it's just incredible what the guy's done for the city. And this feels like a cherry on top, too, of just being recognized by the league for what he does. And couldn't be happier for him. I know the whole team was pumped for him, and it was great to see him last night in New York. I know he would have rather been playing last night, but I'm sure that was just as sweet for him to be able to get recognized by the league like that. That was really incredible.
I think from the outside, we talk about how big of a deal Major League players look about it. Salvador Perez said it was the most important award he's ever won. How do baseball players view that award, contextually? Because, I'm not an MLB player, but it seems like it is maybe one of the most coveted things you can do.
Yeah, it's probably the most prestigious award you can get because it's great to be honored for the things that you do on the field. But we have such a big following and kind of profile that to be able to do things off the field is just incredible. And then to be recognized for kind of, the efforts that you give off the field, it's really second to none because playing Major League Baseball is great. And, all the awards that come with that and all the accolades and everything is fantastic. But being able to actually take what's kind of being given to you and provide for your city and provide for people around you is just, that's why you do it, right? Is for that. And for him to win that award, it's just fantastic.
Well-deserved, awesome. Part of his legacy in Kansas City continues to grow with something like that. Vinny, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the trip this weekend, and we'll check in next week.
Thanks, guys.